What is a shopping day? In the United States, it's virtually any day except Christmas, which is the main event that we shop for. A shopping day is a day of potential shopping, whether or not we actually do. It is a chance, a possibility, an expectation. It tells us what we might be doing, and it suggests, to some extent, what we ought to be doing. By defining the day by its purchasing potential, this concept reveals cultural priorities. Why, for example, do we have so many shopping days, but not service days, or fast days, or days of prayer and atonement? Why do we only have one Thanksgiving Day and 360-some shopping days? Shopping is part and parcels of the American way of life. For many Americans, shopping is the purpose of work. We spend time making money so that we can make time to spend money at the mall. For students, the mall offers a taste of freedom and choice in counterpoint to the more regimented realm of the classroom. The American home demands to be decorated, and shopping is the way we fill it up. Averaging more than one visit every 7 days and about 6 hours weekly, Americans seem more religious about shopping than about religion. The reason we'd rather be shopping is that we've constructed shopping as a social activity that counterpoints the character of everyday life. In the same way that the weekend is the payoff for the work week, shopping is the payoff for the work we do at the office, at school, and at home. Therefore, shopping is fun. Mall of America advertises that there's a place for fun in your life. But what is fun? According to the dictionary, fun is the source of enjoyment, amusement, or pleasure. In this culture, though, it's so that some amusements, usually commercial entertainments, are seen as more fun. Fun is also mandatory. A person who's no fun is a social outcast. According to Martha Wolfenstein, fun morality is the nagging sense that we should be having fun in the socially approved ways that, say, people in beer commercials do. Fun is also a situation in which the mind can be unemployed. It is carefree, seemingly spontaneous, uncritical. It pays, therefore, for businesses to present shopping as fun, to keep our critical faculties out of the mall. When we are shopping, we are buying things that make meanings, both about ourselves and our relationships. In America, to a great degree, we are what we buy. So we are shopping not just for things, but for identities. We are buying products that help us assemble what Stuart Ewan calls a commodity self. We also shop to identify and define our relationships. At one level, when we buy something, we join what Daniel Boorstin calls a consumption community, the collection of people defined as Coke drinkers or Chevy drivers or Mac users. At a more intimate level, we use artifacts to express the facts of our relationships. The gifts we give are not only valuable in themselves, they express the value we place on other people. We know that we can say it with flowers, but we can also say it with a diamond ring, a birthday cake, a coffee table book. We can even say it, as Dr. America did once for the lovable Mrs. America, with 5 cubic yards of black dirt. There's only one more shopping day before tomorrow. And as we all know, today is the first day of the rest of your life. So, it's time to go shopping. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America experiencing what else? A shopping day's.